I have another story to tell you today.
Well, hello there, Dougie Dreamy.
Sam, can we try a little more Western, maybe?
Western? You know I was born in Texarkana. I'm Western as you can get.
Yes, Sam, will. Sam Hill from Texarkana. It's right here in your resume. But we're hoping for someone with a little more...
More what?
Well, you know, the new radio show. It's all about Pine Mountain and Cuddy Valley and the Darling Cattle Ranch and Pinyon Pines. And, well, we're Sonny singing obscure Glen Campbell songs at the Seuss Tavern in Fraser Park. You know, we're trying to cop to a Western feel.
I'll try it again.
Good.
You're paying me good money.
Okay, quiet on the booth. Take 14.
Well, hello there. You doggy dreamers, it's that time of the month, ladies. It's that time of the week.
Sam, what's with the time of the month thing? What is this?
I had five sisters.
Sam, we don't need to hear about your personal problems, Sam.
I thought it was whimsical, you know. I mean,
it isn't.
Part of life.
It isn't. It's not whimsical. It's dumb.
Well, okay.
Sam, can we go on with without references to a women's menstrual cycle?
I guess so. Sure.
Good.
Hello. Well, it's that time of the week, kiddies. It's hello, doggy dreamers.
Take 15.
Welcome to it's.
It take 16.
You know, I'm going to need overtime, some time and a half.
We don't have a budget for... We
okay,
flew you
right,
out here
let's
from...
Let's try one.
Go ahead.
Woo-wee! Well, hello there, doggy dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kiddies. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children get ourselves together and we're stopped working. It's the end of the week and we're tired and shagged out. The economy sucks and Obama's better than Romney, but we're hoping Obama will take us forward instead of backward. And I can't help it. Oh, screw it. Let's just get on with what we had before.
The first take. And we got a ticket for you right here. Back to Texarkana. Thank you, Sam Hill.
What in the Sam Hill?
Thank you, Sam.
Split the breezes, you mule hip cayuses. Well, hey there, doggy dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some victuals and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sir. It's time for Peter Gunther's Trail Mix!
Here, do you go by Anna Bradley or your
husband? No, Anna Bradley.
Is it Bradley. Schmidt?
Yeah, it's Schmidt. If I go by Schmidt, it sounds a little too Fraulein-y and like people should goose step around me or something.
Anna Schmidt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's Anna Bradley.
It's Fraulein Schmidt, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fraulein Anna Schmidt. It's really the Anna.
Yeah,
the Schmidt.
Anna. Like I should be singing through the hills of, you know.
Yeah. Tulips and windmills.
Yeah, wearing lederhosen and a nun's habit.
We haven't even said who you are. This is Anna Bradley,
yes.
Who is teaching, and now
Well, you were teaching an improv class up here in Fraser Park and Pine Mountain Club.
Yeah.
And now you're actually getting a troupe together. Is it? You want to?
Yeah, we're gonna do an improv show at Work of Heart in Fraser Park. It'll probably be a Friday and a Saturday show. We're looking to get our dates nailed in. I don't want to give out dates and then it turns out to not be those.
We'll do
dates.
A follow-up on this.
Yeah, we'll do a follow-up.
We'll give definite dates later. Right now it's like,
yes.
what is
this
known
is the teaser.
This is in what's known as a teaser.
Yes, this is the teaser. It's like the trailer for the actual show.
Yes, in the industry, that's what we call it.
Yes. So, yeah, we put together a group of my students who are amazingly talented, one of them being Mr. Peter Gulerud.
Yes.
Who goes by Gulerud and not Schmidt.
Right. Anna Gulerud.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Peter's in it.
Sometimes I play female characters.
Pam McGee. Wendy,
what's her last
name? Richard, I want to say.
I'm not sure what her last name is.
I don't know.
She runs
the
Caterpillar.
She runs the Caterpillar Toy Store.
Caterpillar Toy Store.
Yes.
And her husband and kids are also good at improv.
Yes, they're amazing. They were in the class too.
Right.
Delaney. I don't know Delaney's last name.
I just friended her on Facebook, but I forgot her last name already.
Okay, that's creepy. But and I do believe that she doesn't have a last name because her family's probably in the Witness Protection Program up here. And that's probably why
that's
she doesn't have
it's just
a
Delaney.
Last name.
That's right.
It's just Delaney, like Madonna or Cher.
Right. Yeah. That's all.
Pam McGee. Oh, Robin Holmes. Robin Holmes, who's amazingly talented
also. Also does... Robin's Imagination Hour on Pinecone Radio.
Yeah, she's doing kids shows now. Mm-hmm.
And
we're
going to help her out with it.
Yeah, yeah, she's amazingly talented.
Okay, thank you. We'll be on the next show. Okay.
Yay.
Stereo Pine Mountain Club.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you, everybody. Come see our show.
That wasn't funny. You know what it is? Tomorrow night, I have two tickets to my roommate Kurt's improv show. It's great. I mean, they have no idea what they're gonna say next.
Actually, I think I'm coming down with something.
Open up the sky. This mess is getting high. It's windy and our family needs a ride.
I know we'll be just fine when we learn to love the ride. I know we'll be fine when we learn to love the ride.
Ago, I thought my life was going as it should. Some parts were better, some so. I thought, hey, that's pretty good. Ignorance was bliss back then, so more often than not, when I looked around, I was contented with my lot. Then I joined Facebook and found out how everybody's lives are fun and groovy, like some Nora Ephron movie. They lead exciting lives. I sit and watch paint dry. It ain't pretty, but it's true. And now everyone who friends me knows it too. Ho-hum, ho-hum, ho-hum. Sing along. Ho-hum. Linda placed a song in Glee and got 300,000 from it. My ex-boyfriend Rick just posted pictures of his K2 summit. Judy H. is helping troubled teens on a Montana ranch. Her partner Peg at Princeton just announced once she's found the cure to cancer. Like! Then I joined Facebook and found out how lame I am. Everybody's lives are bright and brimming, and P.S. they're so damn skinny. I read their blow-by-blows. I sit and watch grass grow. It ain't pretty, but it's true. And now everyone who friends me knows it too. Before Facebook, I could fantasize. My high school nemesis was living with her folks, had thunder thighs and some mall job that's thankless. But she's posting pictures of her summer home in southern France. My Greyhound bus red roof vacation doesn't quite compare to that. Yeah, I joined Facebook and found out how lame I am. Everybody looks so young and slender. All their kids are Mensa members. They lead exciting lives. My Farmville crops just died. It ain't pretty, but it's true. And now everyone who friends me knows it too. Ho hum, ho hum, ho hum, ho hum, ho hum.
Peter? 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 This is what it sounds like when I talk to myself, okay.
Peter? Peter? What's the next part of Trail Mix? We've only got 30 minutes, Peter.
Oh, you know, just before Trail? Just before Trail Mix every night, we play Robin Holmes Imagination Hour with her man, Dan Wilson. Is that his name? I think I got his last name right. I think it's Wilson. And we recorded with Pam McGee, myself, and Robin and Dan, a kiddie story called The Slowpoke or something like that. It was really cute. It was with mice and frogs and birds of Slowpoke from Robin's Imagination Hour. Here it is. Pam McGee's a professional actress. Robin Holmes is a professional writer. Dan is a writer. So here we go. Slowpoke. First take. The better take is in Robin Holmes' Imagination Hour, which I'm going to help get on radioforall.net. But that's another story. Okay, here we go. Okay.
Hurry Up, Slowpoke by Crosby Newell. Come now, said Mrs. Mouth. I'm sorry, I said Mrs. Mouth.
That's okay, another story,
okay,
children.
I'll start over.
It's all about dental hygiene.
But don't,
it's
Mr.
or Mrs. Mouth.
Mouth. I said mouth.
Oh, mouth.
It's a woman that swears a lot. She's okay. Got a mouth. We'll just let keep rolling because okay, we can edit all that out.
Okay.
Wait, let's set it down.
Hurry Up, Slowpoke by Crosby Newell.
Come on,
said Mrs. Mouse.
We're going to see Grandmother.
Lucy Mouse put on her hat. Simon Mouse got his coat. Simon said,
Lucy, your hat is upside down.
Lucy gave her hat a little pat.
It is not,
said Lucy.
It is so,
said Simon.
It is not,
said Lucy.
It's so,
said Simon.
Not,
so,
said Simon.
Children,
said Mrs. Mouse.
Simon, just put your coat on. Yes, Simon, put your coat on.
Mrs. Mouse said,
we must not be late. No,
said Lucy.
We must not be late.
I'm coming,
Simon said.
Well, hurry then,
said Lucy.
You are a slow poke.
I am not,
said Simon.
You are,
said Lucy.
Am not,
said Simon.
Are,
said Lucy.
Not,
said children,
said Mrs. Mouse. Grandmother Mouse lived in a house on the far, far side of the pond. It was a big pond. It was a long walk around the pond. And this is the way they went. Mrs. Mouse walked first, then Lucy, and way in the back came Simon. He walked very slowly. There was Mrs. Frog in the pond.
Good morning, Mrs. Frog,
said Mrs. Mouse.
Say good morning, children.
Lucy said,
good morning, Mrs. Frog.
But where was Simon? Everybody had to wait and wait and wait.
Hurry up, Simon,
cried Mrs. Mouse.
Come over and say good morning to Mrs. Frog.
At last, Simon came.
Nice day,
he said.
We must hurry now,
said Mrs. Mouse.
We have a long walk. Come, come, Lucy. Hurry up, Simon. Yes,
said Lucy.
Hurry up, Simon.
I'm coming,
said Simon. But he stood by the pond.
Simon, your tail is in the pond,
said Mrs. Frog. Simon took a step back.
Hurry up, Simon,
cried Mrs. Mouse.
Yeah, hurry up, Simon.
Indeed,
said Mrs. Frog.
I'm coming,
Simon said. Then he said goodbye to Mrs. Frog. He walked away very slowly. But now his tail was wet. Simon shook his tail. He shook his tail some more. There, his tail was dry.
Oh, hurry up, Simon,
cried Mrs. Mouse.
Stay with us. Yes,
said Lucy.
Stay with us. Oh, you are a cow's tail.
I am not a cow's tail,
Simon said.
You are,
said Lucy.
I am not,
said Simon.
Are,
said
not.
Lucy. Said Simon.
Children,
said Mrs. Mouse. They walked by the side of the pond. Mrs. Mouse, Lucy, and way in the back came Simon. He walked very slowly. Oh. Simon hit his foot.
Ow,
Simon said. Then a turtle said,
why do you say ow? You hit your foot on me.
I was in a hurry,
Simon said.
In a hurry,
said the turtle.
You are slower than I am. I was just walking past you.
Oh,
Simon said.
I must hurry faster then.
I think so,
said the turtle. But Simon stood there.
You are sitting on my tail,
Simon said.
Oopsie, sorry.
Said the turtle, and he started to go. Slowly, slowly, slowly. At last he was off Simon's tail. Simon said goodbye to the turtle. But now, where was his mother? And where was his sister? Simon did not see them. They had said he must hurry. They had said he must not be late. He did not hurry, and now he was late. He was a slowpoke. He was a cow's tail. He walked by the side of the pond. It was too late now. Too late to find his mother and sister. Too late to get Grant to go to grandmother's. Too late. Then Simon saw something on the pond. What is it? It looked like a hat. It was a hat. It was Lucy's hat. Lucy had lost her hat.
I told her it was on upside down,
Simon said. He looked at the hat. It was just like a little boat. Simon put 1 foot in. Simon put 2 feet in. Then he sat down in the hat. And the hat sailed away.
I'm sailing a ship,
cried Simon.
I'm sailing a ship on a trip. Oh, boy.
The sun was bright and the sky was blue. Simon sat and sailed the hat. Under the water, Simon saw a fish. The fish looked up. The fish said,
hurry up, hurry up.
It's too late now,
Simon said.
Hold on and sail with me. I'm on a sailing ship, on a trip, oh boy.
And Simon sailed on. But now there were two, Simon and the fish under the water. On the water, Simon saw a duck. The duck said,
hurry up, Simon, hurry up.
It's too late now,
Simon said.
Hop in and sail with me. I'm sailing the ship on a trip, oh boy.
And Simon sailed on. But now there were three, Simon, the fish, and the duck on the water. Over the water, Simon saw a bird. The bird came down and sat by his side. The bird said,
hurry up, Simon!
It's too late now,
Simon said.
I'm sailing a ship on a trip. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. You can too.
And Simon sailed on. But now there were four, Simon, the fish, the duck, and the bird over the water. They sailed on and on. Then Simon said,
oh dear, Lucy will eat all the cake. Lucy will drink all the pop. Lucy will have all the fun at grandmother's house just because she is there and I am not.
Pish,
said the fish.
What? Yeah.
Said the duck.
Wait, wait.
Said the bird.
What shall I do?
Said Simon.
You can hurry up, Simon.
Said the fish.
Yes, hurry up, Simon.
Said the duck.
You hurry up, Simon.
Said the bird.
But how?
Simon asked.
I'll push with my fin.
Said the fish.
I'll push with my bill. You know, my bill.
His bill, said the duck. You go.
I'll push with my fin,
said the bird. All began to push. And the hat sailed faster and faster, up and down over the water. Then,
bump!
The hat hit the far side of the pond. Simon got out very slowly.
Goodbye,
said the fish under the water.
Goodbye,
said the duck on the water.
Goodbye,
said the bird over the water. And there was Simon, all alone. He did not know where he was. He did not know where his mother was. He did not know where his sister was. Simon picked up the hat. He gave the hat a little pat. Simon walked away very slowly. Then he stopped. What did he smell? His nose told him. Simon smelled Grandmother's cake. Grandmother Mouse lived in a house on the far, far side of the pond. And Simon had sailed to the far side of the pond. To the far, far side of the pond. And there on the hill was Grandmother's house.
Grandmother,
Simon cried.
Save some for me. I'm here, I'm here.
Grandmother Mouse stood at the door.
What?
Simon, how did you get here so soon? Where's your mother? Where's Lucy?
I don't know,
Simon said.
They told me to hurry.
Well, said Grandmother, have a bite of cake and we'll wait for them.
Simon had 5 bites of cake. Then Mrs. Mouse and Lucy came up the hill.
Why, Simon,
said Mrs. Mouse,
how did you get here before we did? Yes, Simon, how'd you get here before we did?
Lucy said. Simon did not say a thing. He just held out the hat.
My hat, it. We looked and we looked. Oh, it was nice of you to find it for me.
Oh, that,
said Simon.
It's my best hat,
said Lucy.
That's all right,
said Simon.
My hat was on upside down,
said Lucy.
I take back all the bad things I said,
Simon said.
I take back all the bad things I said.
No, I said it before you did,
said Lucy.
You did not.
I did too,
said Lucy.
Did not,
said Simon.
Did,
said Lucy.
Children.
Now, I have cake and pop for everyone. Come and get it.
Yes,
said Simon.
Come and get it. Hurry up, Mother,
said Simon.
Hurry up, Lucy,
said Simon. Mrs. Mouse looked at Grandmother Mouse. She said,
see who's saying hurry up now. And everybody said, the end.
Oh, I forgot. I kept thinking I was the frog. Oh, well. That's a hard one. It's a fun one to do. Yeah, it's fun.
Mommy, can we defecate in the human's kitchen?
That's creepy.
Well, here I am at the Pine Mountain Club pond, just like Blake Standenfish recommended I do from last week's trail mix. Here I am. Let's see. Let's cast the line here. See if we can catch a catfish here on the... Oh, man, what are those sounds?
Get your boats in there now. Okay, here we go.
Hey. Oh, it's the old guys.
Hey there, young fella.
Motor boats with their putt-putts.
Hey, what's your name? What are you doing? What you doing there?
Hi.
Hi. We're just putt-putting.
I'm just trying to fish.
I can see that. Catch anything? Nope, I guess not.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well...
I know. It's catch and release.
You can't catch anything.
Try to remember what it felt like. I used to live in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Well, I lived in Arizona. We never fished up there. You want to learn some words of wisdom? Because we're old guys.
If you want.
Sure, we're old guys.
Sure, why not?
You know, sailing a boat is like this, being in life. You just keep going until you sink. And you never give up. Even if the winds are bad, you always keep pulling on your sails.
Okay, that's creepy.
Yep. And
okay.
And, you know, no matter how many times you lose a boat, there's another boat you can buy at Walmart. Yeah.
You're getting tangled.
Your boat's tangled.
Oh, God. You're
okay.
Tangling.
All right.
You're
tangling. All I got to do is get around and around. Let me get around you here, fella. Let's get over here.
You're in my line. My bobber's on your mast.
You know, getting tangled up.
That's okay. I really wasn't in the mood to fish
anyway.
It's like
you know
what?
Life.
You can
it's
keep
like...
the fishing pole.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, young man.
Go ahead.
We can fish and putt-putt.
All right.
Putt-putt and
have
fish.
Have a good day.
You too, sir.
Take care, you guys.
All righty.
All right. I'll see you at the clubhouse.
See you at the clubhouse.
I never go there. Okay, bye.
Well, you know, getting drunk at the clubhouse is like the motors of life. You just keep... Don't you agree, Tom?
Yeah, Ted, I agree. Just inebriate you.
What do you do? You know, I never asked myself that. Why do we putt-putt on motorboats? You know, that's my alarm. I gotta go.
Me too. My wife's cooking it. Yes. And, you know, life
is like a meal your wife cooks for you just before you go and watch football at the clubhouse.
Something like that.
Life is pretty damn boring, I guess.
Let's go, Carl, Tim, Tom.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Okay, that's creepy.